What's your name?
Amy.
Amy from Shoes and Such.
Amy from Shoes and Such. My real name is Amitoj Singh. People having a hard time saying that because it's obviously is another language. But then I short formed it to Amy, and Amy was like, it's a girl's name, so I didn't want to call Amy. Then I changed to Amy, adding one more M and Y at the end. So it's Amy now.
And your partner's name?
Charan. Charan. Yeah. We never thought of buying a store at the very first place. I came to Canada in 2018, and I was a student back then. I'm from India, as you can see. I wear a turban, I'm sick. I'm from Punjab. I did my high school there, then I moved to Canada in 2018. I moved to Hamilton, Ontario. I did my study there in electrical engineering. Then I moved here in BC. My cousin lives in Victoria, and he said, okay, the BC has a beautiful weather. And I moved here into 2019, and then I work on my PR, because when you're a student, you got the work permit, then you work for your PR, you get the permanent residency, then you can do whatever you want to do in a business. I did my study there, and then I moved here and got the work permit, then I worked for Tim Hortons in the beginning, and then I moved to Domino's, and they offered me a manager job. So I was at Domino's for 3.5 years. I worked there as a GM. Then suddenly last year when the Domino's changed their pay structure, they changed their pay structure to salary, so they're putting their GMs on a salary. I didn't like that kind of pay structure because it stuck you somewhere that you cannot grow out of that room. Then I moved back to another position, which is like lower than GM, and I was feeling okay, having less responsibilities and paying the same amount, and why should we take the responsibilities at the same time with the same amount of money? So I started the security job on the side while sitting there on a security job because there's nothing else to do. You just watch people and then see what they're doing and make sure everything is good. By sitting there, then I came to know that this can be my future. I can't be sitting here whole life and making just money and that's it. So I wanted to get an experience, something new, which I have never done before. So we came to know that Shoes and Such was on a sale on that time. It was in November last year, 2023. We talked to Faye Smith, who was the old owner of the store. She ran the store for like 35 to 40 years, I believe. She was a really nice lady when I came here a couple of days, different months. And then we talked to her, and then the store was obviously very reputated in the store, in the community, because people knew what we sell here. And then that was the only point of buying the store, is it has a good reputation in the community. People from Vernon, from Kelowna, we personally received those customers here. And then I was really excited and I was thrilled that the customers from bigger cities coming to Salmanam to get their shoes and stuff. So I was like, it better have something excited in the store when the people are coming from the bigger cities to buy some stuff here in Salmanam, which is such a small town as compared to Kelowna or Kamloops. We moved ahead, we talked to Faye, we negotiated the price. It was a really good price back then. And then we took over Shoes and Such officially on January 2nd. 2024, and it was totally out of our because we never work at any shoe store. Even I have one partner with me, we are 50-50 partners in this business, and we never work at the store, any of the shoe store or retail store before, just the food service, and he used to do only the security. But this was totally new for us. We didn't know like what we were doing. Then Faye Smith, she's a really nice lady. We were blessed to have her in our life, and then she helped us out with her vision, because we wanted to go with our vision in the beginning, and it didn't work really well because we didn't know what we are doing. So we wanted to go anyways to just make sure that we are not regretting it after some time. So we did it. We spent some money in there. We bought some clothes from outside the country, just directly from the people who produce clothes and makes stuff. Then we came to know their sizes are different, the people styles, what they prefer in Salmanam is totally different. Then we called Faye Smith again. And then obviously she helped us out a lot. We asked her we wanted to go with your reason for now, and then we'll see if in the future when we get like a little bit of experience and have a hold of people, like what they like, what they don't like, then we'll bring the same stuff in, whatever they like. So that was kind of Shoes and Such story. The challenging we had so far is obviously we don't have any good experience, and we cannot compare ourselves with the Faye Smith because she has been in the business for 35 years and I'm only 22, my partner is only 21. So the challenging we see time to time is just because we were a bit late on placing in orders, because in this business you gotta have a connection with the people who sell stuff in a wholesale price. They do like seasoning season-wise. So you have to place the next spring order in this fall. So we would have every stock on the line when we need it. We missed that part. So that was the whole thing that we are just getting stuff, whatever they have left in the stock, and we're buying them off of it. Because they don't have everything in their stock, because people place their order and then they make the production accordingly to cover that needs. We are getting somewhere now. We are... I feel like we are still on the learning part, but obviously as moving forward, we will definitely do our best to just make our community more happier and then have more sales in the store. That was the whole plan.
You live in Kelowna?
I live in Kelowna. My partner also lives in Kelowna, so we commute. I commute a couple days and he does the other few days. And we have one lady, she lives close, she lives in Salmanum, and she's really close to this place, so she helps us a couple days during the week. And then we cannot afford to have another employee at the moment. So we still have one employee. And when I feel okay, I think it's a lady stuff, then she should deal with it. So as we moving forward, we have another interview coming tomorrow. She also looking for a job as part-time. So we are looking into it. If they do the best job and provide the best service to our customers, and we would probably hire that lady as well. And then move forward with the lady stuff.
I'm looking around the store and... although your name is Shoes and Such, I guess the such is all the clothing you have in here and
exactly.
Hats and
the purses and the jewelry as well.
Did Faye have all that stuff in here too?
Yes. Yes.
So she had expanded as well.
Well, she used to have all this stuff, and then such covers everything else we have in the store right now.
And is it predominantly women's clothing?
It is whole women's store for now, yes.
Yeah. Are you planning on changing that maybe sometime in the future?
We are looking into it. As I said, we are just new in the business. I wanted to see how it goes with just the women clothes, because this store is whole for women clothes since the beginning. So we wanted to see how does it go and how well we can do in just the women clothing or in shoes. And then as we're moving forward, we were planning to get all the man stuff as well, but we are just putting it a hold for now. And as moving forward, we'll definitely order some shoes for man's.
And how has the business community welcomed you?
The community, I really love community actually here, because everybody's mature, as we can see. And other thing is, I live in Kelowna, bigger city. No one has any second to just talk to you. When people come into the shop, it's community people. Customers, they have some time to talk to us, and then they provide us what we have in the town and everything. And I really love it. It's really welcoming. I love the community here. I'm just not saying that I'm a business that I should say I'm loving the community. I'm just in general saying that the community is really lovely here. Yeah.
We do hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Which is really nice to hear.
It is. Yeah, definitely. It's just a single life. People pass by, you probably not see it again. Then when you stop and you talk to them, and then you feel okay, I met someone today. You probably, me or anybody else, we probably learned something new from the people that we never met before, right? So it's a good opportunity to just let them talk and have them their attention as well. And then we have pleasure to talk to them and then learn something new from them.
Have you met the people who own the stores on either side of you?
Yeah. Debbie, she runs the store just beside us. We never got a chance to go to this side, I think it's a dry cleaning. Debbie came in on and off occasionally to buy some stuff. But yeah, she's a really nice lady as well. Yeah.
So how do you feel business is going so far?
When you are in a business, you have to have an expectation from the business. That's why we run it. Everybody runs is to make some money, to just pay off their rents and their expenses, right? We were not expecting too much in the beginning, because since this was new for us, so we made ourselves clear that you won't probably see any profits in 6 months. We are still doing some good sales, on and off, I would say. Sometimes there is nothing, sometimes there is a lot. But it's still good, because this is a slow period for us, so we all have time to just learn some new, and then the techniques to sell the clothes and the shoes. And in future, I'm pretty sure that it will be more busier. It's just because the season as well, and then the weather is not in favor of us. But I feel it will be really good in the future.
When again did you say you took over?
In January 2nd.
Of this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Amy.
Yeah, it was really nice meeting you, and then thank you for your time as well.
Thank you.